This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, many times we have this question in our mind, and I've been asked this many times, and many of the scholars have been asked about this as well. And sometimes somebody is following a particular madhab, let's say they're following the Hanafi madhab, and they know technically speaking in the Hanafi school it is not permissible to combine between prayers. So you're traveling to combine between Dhuhr and Asr whilst you're traveling, or Maghrib and Isha whilst you're traveling. So they ask that in this particular on this particular occasion, whilst we're traveling, due to the bit of difficulty and hardship, is it permissible to take the rukhsa, the concession, from, say, for example, the Shafi'i madhab, and adopt the Shafi'i madhab and combine between prayers? Sometimes people ask, what about eating food, consuming food? I remember once when I visited Trinidad, some of the local brothers and scholars, young scholars, they said that إِذَا نُصَلِّي فَنَحْنُ حَنَفِي وَإِذَا نَأْكُلُ فَنَحْنُ شَافِعِي. When we pray, we are Hanafi, but when we eat, we are Shafi'i, because we want to eat the crabs and the lobsters and all the seafood that the great island of Trinidad offers. So these kind of questions are always in many people's mind. And therefore, alhamdulillah, it gives us great pleasure to announce that inshallah, we here at Darul Ifta, we are planning to offer various courses. And the first course will be a weekend intensive online course, inshallah ta'ala, on the weekend of Saturday 5th and Sunday 6th December 2020. It will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on both days, so like 10 hours in total. And there will also be a recording available for those who are not able to attend the live sessions due to the difference in time zone. And we want to really talk about this issue, tackle this issue, discuss this issue of taqleed, of madhabs, of ijtihad, of fiqh, of fuqaha, of the juristic methodology. The title is Understanding Taqleed, Madhabs, Ijtihad and Fiqh Methodologies. Why do we follow madhabs? Or is it necessary to follow madhab? This is called taqleed. Is it fard, wajib, necessary? And is it necessary? And why is it necessary? And what is the balanced approach to following a madhab? Because sometimes we can get to two extremes. So what is the balanced approach? What happens if you, for example, see a clear hadith, sahih hadith, which is opposing what is mentioned in your madhab? Is it permissible to leave that opinion in the madhab and go for the hadith, or is it not? So what is the balanced approach to following a fiqh school? Madhab means a fiqh school. What are the different levels? Because there's different levels of following a madhab as well. Not everyone is put into one category. Different people at different levels have different kind of rulings for them in relation to following a madhab. How do the various madhabs work? What are the reasons behind the differences between the various schools? This is a really important topic that we want to cover as well. Why are the differences? Because sometimes people say that, look, if all of them are correct, then how can black and white both be correct? When wudu, when blood exits your body, your wudu is invalid, or is it valid? One of them is right and one of them is wrong. How can two be right? So we will look at that in a lot of detail, inshallah. And especially, I want to discuss this topic of picking and choosing, taking from another madhab based on whether ease, based on convenience, or based on strength of evidence. We say quwwatu dalil. So this will be a very important discussion. Also, juristic methodologies adopted by the various schools, especially the Hanafi school, the usulul fiqh. And why do we have differences based on those juristic methodologies? So there'll be like 10, 12 different usul principles. And I will give examples for each principle. Example 1, example 2. So the difference within the schools in their usul, in their juristic methodology, how that resulted in a difference of opinion in the actual fiqh ruling. So example 1, example 2. So we will look at that as well. How hadith and sunnah contributed to differences of opinion between the different schools of thought. And what is a sahih hadith, which is we translate as rigorously authenticated? What is a weak narration? What is fabricated hadith? It's not even a hadith, it's a fabricated narration. Can we act upon weak hadith? And do the madhabs like the Hanafi school or the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali schools, do they take and adopt weak narrations or not? These and inshallah many other issues deep insight into the four imams and their teachers, their students, and the reference works in all the four madhabs, and the difference between muhaddithun, the scholars of hadith, and the jurists, the fuqaha. Inshallah, all of these things we hope to, inshallah, cover and discuss and learn about. I think it's really important for anyone practicing the deen and wants to really understand their deen properly and understand why they're doing what they are doing, why they follow a particular ruling, why they follow a particular school, and how are they following what they are following, inshallah. So for students of knowledge, for tulabul ilm, you don't really need to know Arabic, but inshallah, someone who has just a basic understanding of deen and knows about a bit about madhabs, etc., and about fiqh and hadith, inshallah, it will be very beneficial for all of us, inshallah. So therefore, look out for the details of this course and please do register. Details of how to register and a link to the registration page and further details will be provided below this video, inshallah ta'ala. So I see you, inshallah, on the weekend of Saturday 5th and Sunday 6th December 2020, a good way to end the year of 2020. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu ta'ala khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.